Today on Making Your Life Count, helping people in times of need. For Al Goff of On2, it's something he feels compelled to do. And for Al, the words of Jesus really struck a chord.
I was actually reading in my scripture and was reading in Matthew 24, it's a familiar verse. And it's talking about the end of days. And the disciples are asking him, "Hey, boss, what will it be like at the end?" And they're thinking, "Okay, can we go into Jerusalem and march in and we're in charge?" And Jesus, of course, likes to turn these disciples and kind of bounce them on their head a little bit. And he says to them, no, boys, it's going to be different. There's going to be persecution like you've never seen. And there's going to be wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines and floods."
And there was one verse in particular that really stood out to Al.
And then there's this little verse that seems to be out of place, but actually really spoke to me. And it says, I think it's verse 14. It says, "In this gospel, the kingdom shall be preached to the whole world as a witness, and then the end will come." So in the midst of persecution, in the midst of war, in the midst of rumors of wars, in the midst of earthquakes, famines, and floods, followers of Jesus are supposed to be going at this to help, to love, and to tell, instead of running away from it and trying to avoid it. I was like, that's it. Humanitarian work is how we're going to reach places like this place in Central Asia. So at that time, I made the decision to become a humanitarian worker for Crew and was a part of some of their first ministry experiences in doing humanitarian work. And so that's how I got involved. And that's what we've been doing. My wife and I have been doing for the last 15 years with Crew.
Maybe you'd like to learn more about how you can share your hope in Jesus Christ. Go to crew.org. That's CRU.org.